In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to the Alternalido podcast. I'm your host, Canyon Cody, taking you on a deep dive into the world of Latin alternative with in-depth conversations with legends like Juanes and Julieta Venegas, Café Tacuba, Natalia Lafourcade, and a new generation of young superstars like Omar Apollo, Danny Lux, Cuco, and Iván Cornejo, who have all stopped by our weekly radio program, Alternalido with Subsuelo, broadcasting at the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 FM in Los Angeles. But on the radio show, we only have time to air brief snippets of those conversations. So here on the Alternalido podcast is where you will find the unedited, uncut, extended version of all those interviews. Follow and listen to the Alternalido podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app. And we are back. This is Alternalido, and it is time for the artist spotlight of the week. And we have with us the Red Pears. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well.
Good.
Chilling.
Good. Thank you for having us.
It is nice to have you guys in. We got the full band in here today. We got vocals, drums, guitar, bass. I like this. Often bands will leave the drummer out in the hallway. And we get to have the full thing here today. So we got Henry, Jose, Albert, Patrick. You guys have kind of a big show coming up. Talk to me about what's going on this Saturday, Henry.
I think it's next Saturday. It's our biggest show. It's our biggest show at the Forum. That's something that we've never played at, so it's exciting. First arena show, and it's with Chicano Batman, a band that we looked up back in the day, like in the backyard scene, finally getting the opportunity to open up for them, along with Little Pimienta. So excited for that.
Yeah, Chicano Batman, I'm you know, just by looking at the amount of wrinkles you have on your face compared to mine, I'm a little bit older than you guys. I came up with Chicano Batman in the backyard scene. I think they even maybe played a backyard party at my house back in the day. That's talking like the Obama era. And they have been so exciting to watch go from, you know, playing La Cita to playing at El Rey to playing at the Shrine to now playing at the Forum. I want to talk to you guys about your journey. What is the first show together that you guys remember where you really feel like we are the Red Pears?
I think the first, it might have been maybe at the Smell or something.
Oh,
I think
when
things became more legitimate, you know, like now you're selling tickets, or not as like a
at a venue.
Yeah, at a venue, you could like sell out a show instead of just playing like at a bar or like a house show at a party or like at a open mic. Now it's like you're selling tickets and you're selling out the show. I think that's when it first felt very surreal, you know, where you're like, oh, we're actually like doing it like in a more legitimate way where we can hopefully do this long term and more in a more sustainable way and just like improve on what we're doing. Yeah.
And you know, you said that you're gonna be playing the Forum this Saturday for the first time. I mean, many bands have successful 40-year careers and never play the Forum for the once time. You know, this is a huge show, but I don't know, this might not even be your biggest show this year. You guys played Coachella this year.
Yeah, it's been very fortunate. He was very, very lucky. And, you know, we've been playing for around 10 years. You know, we've been playing Henry and I for a while and Patrick and with the help of Albert now. And, it's been a long while. So, just to be doing all these things feels very, you know, surreal, but we're very, very fortunate and very lucky and just want to do our best with these opportunities that, you know, like you're saying, so many bands like never even get to like you know, like step foot at venues like this for anything. And I think we have the opportunity, especially with our background, to be at these venues. And whether you're like headlining or opening, it doesn't matter. Just like being there, you're like putting your foot in there and leaving your imprint there. It's really, really cool.
Now, we had Chicano Batman here in the studio for a live sound session performance here. I think they actually premiered a number of the songs from their new album, Notebook Fantasy, here at K-Rock with us. And during the interview beforehand, I asked them, do you guys have any advice for the Red Pairs who are about to go play at Coachella and about to have this huge show? And I have to say, they gave the worst advice ever. They said, treat it like any other show, but also really take advantage of the special moment. And I was like, those are opposite pieces of advice. So how about this? I got this. What advice would you give to a young band that is going into their first show at The Smell?
I'd say just do your best. You know, like regardless of what happens, know that you're going to do better and it's going to get better. You know, I feel like it's important that you take steps forward, and even if they're small steps forward, as long as you're taking steps forward, that's what matters. You know, so just like play the show, do your best, and like be very, you know, hold yourselves to standards. If a song didn't go well, if like, it's not what you wanted, like for the night, just like make sure you take those notes and make sure you improve on them the next opportunity you have to play at The Smell or at a bigger venue or any kind of venue. But always, you know, care about what you're doing and just have fun. You know, I think is the best, and just always look to improve, you know, in any small way possible.
I would say to not stress out. I think when you come from like backyard shows into a venue, it kind of stresses you out, because now you're like, oh, like you're headlining a show or anything like that. Like you're opening a show at a venue. I would just feel like don't stress out and just take everything as it goes, you know, because I feel like we tend to overthink about things that don't even happen at times. So I think it's just like letting it kind of go.
Yeah, and just be yourself. Like, don't feel like you need to change. Like, we're at a venue now, so we gotta act different. We gotta like be more professional. Like, just keep doing what you've been doing. That got you there. You know, that, I think that's important too.
I want to add that I did watch that performance, and a friend did share that video because about the interview, like mentioning us. They're like, yeah, they mentioned you guys. And I was like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, the be yourself. The best advice I've ever heard is be yourself. Unless you can be Batman, then be Batman.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So we're talking to the Red Pairs. They have a huge show at the Forum this Saturday, performing with Chicano Batman and Lilo Pimienta. You guys put out a new album this year, Better Late Than Never. We are going to listen to the song See What I Mean. You want to talk to us about what the meaning behind this song, See What I Mean?
Me? Yeah. Oh. Sorry, it's because I'm like, I know you said we could cut and stuff, but I'm like,
or what's the meaning behind this album? What does this album represent to you?
To me? Damn.
Anybody in the band, like, what do you guys think?
Yeah, that's how I was like,
I think it represents a lot of things. It represents like the beginning of the band, and like to where we are now, situations in life that you maybe think like are going to be different than what they actually are, but at the same time, it's like everything's like for the best. I don't know, like when we were starting out, I don't think we dreamed about it getting to this point, but I don't think we thought it was going to get to this point. And now we're at this point where it is getting to that point. And I feel like everything's kind of paying off. So in some way, I just feel like better late than never. It goes back to like the roots of where we all started, which was recorded in Jose's house, which is where the other albums, like the first two albums were recorded at Jose's house. And we went to like studios for the other albums. So it kind of is going back to that roots thing. Yeah.
And, you know, your guys' sound is really fits on K-Rock. We have a lot of freedom here on Alternalido to play stuff that is all the way from reggae to, you know, Cypress Hill and hip hop, or, you know, we've had flamenco artists on here. We have a lot of liberty here to kind of bend the definition of alternative. But you guys fit right down the middle. If I was driving down the 405 and heard one of your songs playing on K-Rock at noon, I wouldn't bat an eye. I also wouldn't necessarily, you know, guess that you were Latino. Do you think that when you hear your music that you can hear your Latino background in there?
We actually got a compliments before that. It was funny, like before they knew our image, like I thought you guys were like 6 foot and like white white males.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's like interesting is that we're, you know, like how do I say this, like you're making music in your room, or you're in your own little world. You're not thinking about color and like you know, like how someone looks. You just look up to these bands that have been doing it for all this time, and you know, you want to do what they do, and then you start doing that thing and you realize like, oh, like the people our color, our background don't do this kind of music or are doing it at this level, you know, being at festivals, being at shows, and you just look around and you just feel very sort of out of place, you know, and you just don't feel like people represented, or you don't feel like people might understand where you're coming from, you know, which is okay. It's not a bad thing, but it's just something to take note, or that you take note of yourself when you're not fitting into those areas. Yeah. But I think it's also something that we take pride in, and that we're, you know, it is what it is. Like, we can't do anything about our names or where we come from or our skin. Like, it's gonna be who we are, and it's not something that we're ashamed of. So we're just gonna keep doing what we like to do, and we look how we look, and that's what we're gonna do.
And I think eventually that is the goal, right? Is that you want to have the freedom to make the music you want. You don't have to be like, oh, you're Latino, where you guys need some congas in your band or something like that, right?
Yeah.
But I also know that it must mean a lot to young Latinos in the crowd to see you up on stage and be like, wow, I could do that. Were there bands that were Latinos that you looked up to growing up that kind of provided that?
Yeah, I was gonna say there actually wasn't. That was a difference. Like, there was no band that we felt like we were represented by. Mm-hmm. But we also weren't like looking for that. It was weird. It was like we were going to these shows and noticing that all the bands that were playing were white, and we're like, damn, it's crazy. Like, I didn't realize like until like 2016 when we were going to festivals, and we're like, hey, we realize that we're the only.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, even I was going to say, too, like, when you listen to radio, like, K-Rock, I mean, now there's, like, all these alt, like, Latino radio stations, but before, back in the day, it was, like, just, like, it's either just K-Rock, and then you want to listen to Latino music, I mean, you'll listen to La Raza. Or
which one do you want? Do you want Red Hot Chili Peppers, or do you want Los Tigres? You know, there was not, like, really a lot of other lanes.
But now there's, like, all these, like, little, like, different, like, I guess, groups of, like, music that you want to, like, I guess not fit in, but feel represented by. Yeah. And it's cool that we land on those things too. Like, I feel like we land on either or, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think how you're saying has made it special to other Latinos and kids who look like us and are feel represented by us. You know, I think that's like something that we didn't think about or think we could do. We were just doing it. And then it wasn't until later until people started approaching us. We started kind of noticing how much of an impact that's really making and how much that really matters to people. You know?
That one was was funny. It was like, you guys look like my primos.
Yeah. So let's talk about primos here, Albert. Like, you know, one of the big things about you know, becoming an artist is your families. Has your mom come to the shows, and what's the experience of your families coming to see these?
It's still like very surreal, like seeing how family reacts to it. Like, the majority of my family is in Mexico, so the only way they got to see me perform for the first time ever was when we played Coachella, and they were able to watch the live stream.
Wow.
So all that's like really surreal and really sweet to know that like this family that I have a disconnect to because of distance still has the time and the place where they could support me the ways they can. And also just seeing my mom And my dad, while I'm playing, is always so sweet and surreal.
And, you know, I would say one of the most common things, no matter what genre of artist we get here, or if they're from Latin America or they're from Los Angeles, is apologizing about their language skills. Either it's somebody from Mexico, I'm sorry my English is bad, or it's somebody here, like, my Spanish is bad. You know, like, my Spanish isn't great. What was your guys' relationship to Spanish growing up? Was it in the house, or is it something you're learning still?
Yeah, I'd say in the house, like, not fluent, but enough to get by, yeah. Like, not the correct Spanish all the time, but enough to carry conversations with your family or on the streets, you know, yeah, for me.
Because I imagine that you guys increasingly are getting kind of interview requests from Spanish language media, and then I know it always makes me very nervous when I have to do an interview in Spanish. Have you guys done an interview in Spanish yet?
Yeah, and it was at the Chicago Ruido Fest.
Oh, yeah, it's a great festival.
Yeah, I think the difference too is that I just practice a lot at home with my mom and my grandma because they don't really speak English, so that helps. So during the pandemic, it was just like talking to them.
That's great. Well, take advantage of that as much as possible. Yeah. I spoke Spanish every day with my grandma. She passed away last year, and I miss her dearly, but also my Spanish is getting so much worse because she was the person who I practiced my Spanish with every day. So we are talking with the Red Pairs, who are performing this Saturday at the Forum, the fabulous Forum. And so you guys, as we said, you guys are of a younger generation than me. I grew up watching Magic Johnson at the Forum winning championships. Have you guys ever been to the Forum before? Have you seen a band there?
The Strokes, right? We saw the Strokes.
You saw the Strokes?
At the Forum. Yeah. That's the only time in life. Yeah.
And then basketball fans? You guys Kobe fans? Laker fans?
Yeah. But I was watching them at the Staples Center.
It's already. See, but now you're starting to get old because you're calling it the Staples Center.
Yeah, and it's the crypto.
It's crypto. You talk to a 20-year-old now, you bring up the Staples Center, and they're not going to know what you're talking about.
It's the Kia. The Kia Center.
So you guys are doing this big tour with Chicano Batman, and then you guys also are just announcing your own tour. You guys have a huge 30-city tour all across the country coming up in the fall. No LA date, so fans need to come buy tickets for the Forum show if they want to see you. You get a little bit more time on stage for your own show than you do for an opening act show, I imagine. What song is going to be in your headliner set that you don't have space for in your opening set?
I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I think, you guys haven't got that far yet?
I think it's nice to kind of like, I think we approach every show like as an individual and kind of like not last minute, but, you know, like making those arranges like without too much concern. I think it's nice to have that like spontaneous feeling I don't think we would want to play the same set every night.
We change every set per show.
So it's like we're gonna play whatever we feel is gonna fit that night and have it like listed, you know. I mean, that's what's cool, that having that like excitement of like, I don't know what we're gonna play.
Nice. I imagine you guys probably have some fans requesting things. I know that I have put in a request for La Tigresa for Chicano Batman because they never play that song live. I've seen them so many times. It's my favorite song. I have the 10-inch and I never seen it live. So are you guys gonna play The Way You Talk at the Forum on Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right. Tell me about how this song came together.
The Way You Talk, it was actually a song that Jose and I had in the vault we were working on back in the day, and then we kind of stopped, and then we brought it back because we were like, okay, now we could kind of get on the structure with this song. There was a part that I wanted to include was a breakdown, but I remember in the little voice memo recording that we had on his phone, we stopped it there, and I was like, I kind of know what I want to do during that part.
And in terms of the way you talk, are you talking accent? Are you talking about the subject of the person talks? Is it like...
Yeah, like their tone, more like, the way you talk, like the tone you're giving off, yeah.
Very nice. Well, you guys, I am so excited to see you this Saturday at the Forum. Everybody's ready? You guys got a little nerves? I hope you're a little nervous.
No, this is exciting.
Yeah. I mean, talking about it more so, it's kind of, it hits you. I think definitely like it hits us when it's getting close and you're like,
yeah, the day of.
Yeah. That's crazy.
The day of, and when you're alone looking at the venue is like when you get a little
soundcheck.
Bit.
That's when it hits.
After soundcheck, it's like,
soundcheck's the scariest. You just see an empty room, and then after soundcheck, you're like, there's going to be like 1,000 people here.
Yeah.
But I mean, with the Forum, it's going to be way more. So.
And then the funny thing is that, you know, this is just the reality of careers, is you guys are going to play the Forum, and then probably a week later, you're going to play a venue that is like 1,000 people in Reno, Nevada. You know, like the life of a rock star is not straight up. It goes up and down. But at this moment, you guys do have quite a high-level rock star thing. Are you guys taking advantage of this and putting anything kind of diva on your rider? Like, for the show, or are you like, oh, I need 10 pairs of clean socks?
No, I think we try to keep it the same way as tour. Because, I mean, you don't want to live lavish and then go back to, like, the reality of things. It's like kind of getting, like, a bus, like a tour bus, and then going back to your van.
Awesome. All right, well, thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much.
See you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. This has been the Alternalido podcast. My name is Canyon Cody from the Subsuelo crew, inviting you to join us over on the radio show, where we play new music every Sunday, 11 p.m., broadcasting out the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 FM in Los Angeles, or streaming on the free Odyssey app. You might find your new favorite song on the radio show, but then come back here onto the podcast and maybe find your new favorite band. Follow and listen to the Alternalido podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app. So you guys are doing this big tour with Chicano Batman, and then you guys also are just announcing your own tour. You guys have a huge 30-city tour all across the country coming up in the fall. No LA date, so fans need to come buy tickets for the Forum show if they want to see you. You get a little bit more time on stage for your own show than you do for an opening act show, I imagine. What song is going to be in your headliner set that you don't have space for in your opening set?
I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I think, you guys haven't got that far yet?
I think it's nice to kind of like, I think we approach every show like as an individual and kind of like not last minute, but you know, like making those arranges like without too much concern. I think it's nice to have that like spontaneous feeling I don't think we would want to play every, like, the same set every night.
We change every cool. set mm-hmm. per show. Yeah.
So it's like we're gonna play whatever we feel is gonna fit that night and have it like listed. You know, I think that's what's cool. Having that like excitement of like I don't know what we're gonna play.
Nice. I imagine you guys probably have some fans requesting things. I know that I have put in a request for La Tigresa for Chicano Batman because they never play that song live. I've seen them so many times. It's my favorite song. I have the 10-inch and I never seen it live. So. Are you guys gonna play The Way You Talk at the Forum on Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right. Tell me about how this song came together.
The Way You Talk, it was actually a song that Jose and I had in the vault we were working on back in the day, and then we kind of stopped, and then we brought it back because we were like, okay, now we could kind of get on the structure with this song. There was a part that I wanted to include was a breakdown, but I remember in the little voice memo recording that we had on his phone, we stopped it there, and I was like, I kind of know what I want to do during that part.
And in terms of the way you talk, are you talking accent? Are you talking about the subject of the person talks? Is it like...
Yeah, like their tone. More like, yeah, the way you talk, like the tone you're giving off. Yeah.
Very nice. Well, you guys, I am so excited to see you this Saturday at the Forum. Everybody's ready. You guys got a little nervous. I hope you're a little nervous.
No, this is exciting.
I think talking about it more so it's kind of it hits you. I think definitely like it hits us when it's getting close and you're like that's crazy.
The day of and when you're alone looking at the venue is like when you get a little
soundcheck.
Bit.
That's when it hits.
After soundcheck, it's like
soundcheck's the scariest. You just see an empty room and then after soundcheck, you're like, there's gonna be. Like 1,000 people here.
Yeah.
But I mean, with the Forum, it's going to be way more. So.
And then the funny thing is that, you know, this is just the reality of careers, is you guys are going to play the Forum, and then probably a week later, you're going to play a venue that is like 1,000 people in Reno, Nevada. You know, like the life of a rock star is not straight up. It goes up and down. Mm-hmm. But at this moment, you guys do have quite a high-level rock star thing. Are you guys taking advantage of this and putting anything kind of diva on your rider, like for the show, or you're like, oh, I need 10 pairs of clean socks?
No, I think we try to keep it the same way as tour, because I mean, you don't want to live lavish and then go back to like the reality of things. It's like kind of getting like a bus, like a tour bus, and then going back to your van.
Awesome. All right, well, thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much.
See you soon.
Thank you.
thank you for listening. This has been the Alternalido podcast. My name is Canyon Cody from the Subsuelo crew, inviting you to join us over on the radio show where we play new music every Sunday, 11 p.m., broadcasting out the world famous K-Rock 106.7 FM in Los Angeles or streaming on the free Odyssey app. You might find your new favorite song on the radio show, but then come back here onto the podcast and maybe find your new favorite band. Follow and listen to the Alternalido podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original. Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.